On Wednesday, the government approved a treaty between the Czech Republic and the US on the deployment of an American radar base on Czech territory. The treaty, to be signed later this summer, sets the ground for a planned US missile defense system in Europe, including not only the radar in the Czech Republic, but also interceptor rockets in Poland. But reaching agreement with the US is only the first step. The coalition will next have to push the treaty through Parliament, and there is every indication that it won't have it easy. Jan Wellinger has the story.
On Wednesday, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek announces the government has agreed on the treaty for a planned US radar base in the Czech Republic. The government still has to wrap up negotiations on the SOFA agreement covering legal issues pertaining to U.S. personnel being stationed in the Czech Republic, but that should be agreed within a fortnight, meaning a signing of the treaties could take place in late June, early July between U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her Czech counterpart. After that, the government will face a tougher task, finding sufficient support in Parliament, where, as it stands, the coalition may not get support even from all its own MPs. Political analyst Petr Just says that finding support may present a big challenge.
The government's test was just the first stage, and actually we already witnessed some little complication, which was the position of the education minister Ondřej Liška, who actually did not vote for the government's decision to agree with the treaty. And because Ondřej Liška is also a member of parliament, therefore he will be also voting for the treaty in the parliamentary level, and taking into account the fact that the government has just 100 direct votes, it means that there is maximum 99 direct votes that the government can use for pushing this treaty through the parliament. Therefore, they will have to definitely seek for some support in other parties, which will be very, very hard, because the two opposition parties, the communists and the social democrats, are opposing the treaty, are opposing the possibility that the radar base would be stationed in the Czech Republic. We can't expect much cooperation.
Between the signing of the treaties on missile defense and beginning to muster political support, the cabinet will also have to focus on domestic issues, such as church property restitution, which Petr Just says for the coalition's continued stability is far more serious. Still, there is no question that the radar is a matter the Prime Minister will want to see completed successfully. Should he fail, it would be a first major victory for the opposition since he took office. On the other hand, a potential failure would arguably please many in the public. Opinion polls have repeatedly shown that a majority of Czechs oppose the idea of a U.S. base being stationed on Czech soil.
Jan Wellinger, thanks for that report.
Víte, co bych řekl na jednom koktejlu Molotov?